It's only in one ear. I don't know.
I didn't hear it at all.
Oh.
It was like that last week on those headphones.
Yeah, there's something going on with this stuff. Oh, anyway.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner, by the way.
It's love in a modulator.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we got to get Aerosmith to change
Steven
the
Tyler,
lyrics here.
We can get him to re-sing that, I'm sure, yeah. Just for us.
All right, well, Michael has decided to join us.
Yes.
Some excuse about traffic, like traffic ever happens.
Insane. There's construction, and everyone and their mom is driving 5 miles an hour. I need a big bulldozer to just move them out of my way.
How about leaving for the station a little earlier?
Yeah. Well, normally I leave at that time. I get here about 10 minutes early.
In case you haven't figured out, every weekend there's construction on the freeways in Phoenix.
Yeah.
No, I go my normal route. I know where the construction is, and there's new construction.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
I'm with the violin. Go ahead and keep
and
your line going.
And on Central, there was construction.
Where is
there
this
There wasn't
thing?
Before.
Do you see it?
Let's move forward.
This is such good timing here. Yeah.
I know.
Yes, I know.
I drive uphill both ways every time.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's move on with our topic for today.
If we must.
Yes. There is love all over the internet, and not just love. Friendship, people meeting, greeting, mingling, all over the web. And yes, sometimes we think...
But I don't want to know about that stuff.
Why?
That is disgusting.
No, it isn't.
I must be thinking of a different kind of love.
Yes.
Yeah, no, more like the love I have for everyone in the room.
Yes.
Ah. Or the love we have for our listeners and customers that voted us for the second year in a row. The beautiful people.
Yeah. Okay.
The best computer service in Arizona, again, by ranking Arizona, 2 years in a row.
Very good, very good.
Two years. Isn't it more than 2 years in a row?
Well, it's the third out of fourth year. They didn't do it 1 year.
Oh.
And then the Scottsdale Air Park News gave an award to our Scottsdale store for the best place to take your computer if it explodes.
If it explodes.
That's quite of an award, huh?
I think.
That's cool.
I think it's an
award. All right, so tell me about this love in a modulator theme that you came up with.
Well, everybody is doing things online. That's what they do. If you look at the average computer, for instance, I went to my friend's the other day and I asked her to hand me the power cord.
Mm-hmm.
She handed me the printer cable.
Okay.
I then asked her, no, it's the power cord that goes into your computer.
You asked her no?
No, I said no.
Asked her no.
They asked
I
again,
go.
And she gave me the cord to the monitor.
You are speaking English, not you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but listen, once the computer's on, she knows how to do instant messaging. She goes to chat rooms. She does all this. But she doesn't know the world surrounding the hardware and the software.
Is she
and
single?
And that's how users are. Yes.
Is she single?
She is.
What's she look like?
There is probably the difference.
And, hey, if you're unhappy in your marriage,
what?
There you go.
You are not espousing that we want to start breaking marriages up with this show.
No. Go find friends.
Friends to hang out with and support you in your time of need.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out with virtually.
Okay.
Yes.
And don't cross state lines.
All right, well, I'll keep trying. You want to see if Betty can help us?
Let's see.
Let's see if Betty can help with this thing. Betty?
Hi there.
Are you going to help me understand why Michael is so hopped up about this
topic? We
need to
kickstart Ken here.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it.
Well, I tell you what, I wasn't feeling it either when my daughter went online to a chat room and found a husband.
She found a husband, huh?
Yes.
And how do you feel about the husband? I mean, before, I'm sure you're thinking, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What is this? And now that the guy's part of the family, what do you think now?
Best thing that ever happened to her.
Woo! Really? Right on.
Do you know what she used or what service she used? Or was it just a regular chat room? Or,
well,
you know?
It was a Christian chat room.
Ah.
Christian.
See, now we're getting somewhere.
See, now you're starting to hook up with people that have similar interests, similar backgrounds.
So what you're saying is that there are places out there that you can find people that have very similar interests as you, as opposed to the 300 million people all talking garbage.
All right.
On chat rooms.
And Betty, when you initially found out, before you got to meet this gentleman, I'm sure you're probably thinking, that's a little creepy.
Real creepy.
Is that what you were thinking?
My sister say he's probably a killer.
I think that's a lot of people's first reaction is that's a little creepy. Who would hang out in online chats and other than somebody that's kind of creepy, and who would do that and who would meet that way? Yeah. But you know what? The example I gave earlier, the people that I was talking about, they're regular, very regular, normal, you know.
That's true.
People.
And how long was it between the time that she started? Now, was this her first kind of venture into chat rooms, or was it something she'd been doing for a while?
She had been doing that for about 6 months.
I see.
And the other guys that, you know, she were talking to, she says, Mom, I see you red flags all around. He says, I'm getting out of this chat room. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, you know what? Well, she got out, but just happened they were still running her picture, and I guess kind of like a resume or something they write up with what they want and what they, you know,
right.
looking for. And his write-up was the same thing.
Now,
but he had come out.
Now, did he have a picture of, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something up there, like, this is me?
No.
I am the governator.
The governator.
No, he was just a regular guy.
Regular Joe, huh?
He said, I don't have the time to court, and I've been married once, and I'm looking for a wife. He troubleshoots satellites, and he had been in the Navy and everything. He knew all about it.
So they were able to learn about each other before they actually met.
That's right.
See, this stuff can work, and it's not just creepy people.
Yes. That's right.
Betty, thanks for calling in and sharing your experience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look, I'm a long-time listener, but first-time caller.
Well, we finally got you to call in, see?
Yes.
Yes.
You hit my button today.
All right, Betty. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, if you've got a story like Betty, see, we've got the number for you. It's 602-277-5827.
I'm tearing up over here.
See?
Hey, wait, because when we come back, we got Alan.
Yeah?
Who says he met his wife online.
Really?
So another success story. We're going to talk to Alan when we come back, and your calls and questions, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, returning right after the award-winning news.